कथं पुनः वस्तुतः आनन्त्यम् सर्व अनन्यत्वात् सर्वानन्यत्वात् भिन्नं हि वस्तु वस्त्वन्तरस्य अन्तो भवति भिन्नं हि वस्तु वस्त्वन्तरस्य अन्तः भवति अन्तो भवति An object that is different from another object becomes a limiting object. Vastvantara buddhihi prasakta vastvantara nivartate. Yato yasya buddhehe vinivrittihi saha tasyantaha tadyatha गोत्व बुद्धिः ईश्वरात् निवर्तते सॉरी अश्वत्व सॉरी तद्यथा गोत्व बुद्धिः अश्वत्वात् निवर्तते इति अश्वत्वान्तं गोत्वमिति अन्तवदेव भवति सह च अन्तः सह सचान्तो भिन्नेषु वस्तुषु दृष्टः नैवं ब्रह्मणो भेदः अतो वस्तुतोऽप्यानन्त्यम् अतो वस्तुतोऽप्यानन्त्यम् हौ डस् ब्रह्मन् हाव् लिमिट्लेस्नेस् आब्जेक्ट् वैस् आल्सो कथं पुनः वस्तुतः आनन्त्यम् सर्वानन्त्यत्वात् भिन्नं हि वस्तु वस्त्वन्तरस्य अन्तो भवति वस्त्वन्तरबुद्धिर्ः प्रसक्ता वस्त्वन्तरान् निवर्तते यतो यस्य बुद्धेर् विनिवृत्तिः स तस्यान्तः तद्यथा गोत्वबुद्धिरि बुद्धिरश्वत्वात् निवर्तते इति अश्वत्वान्तं गोत्वमिति अन्तवदेव भवति स चान्तो भिन्नेषु वस्तुषु दिष्टः नैवं ब्रह्मणो भेदः अतः वस्तुतः अपि आनन्त्यम् हौ डस् ब्रह्मन् हाव् लिमिट्लेस्नेस् आब्जेक्ट् वैस् आल्सो बिकास् इट् इस् नाट् सेपरेट् फ्रम् एव्रिथिङ्ग् सर्व अनन्यत्वात् ब्रह्मन् इस् सर्व अनन्यम् मीन्स् नान् डिफरेण्ट् फ्रम् एव्रिथिङ्ग् नान् सेपरेट् फ्रम् एव्रिथिङ्ग् भिन्नं हि वस्तु वस्त्वन्तरस्य अन्तो भवति Binnam hi vastu means an object that is different is binnam vastu. That binnam vastu, an object which is that is different from another, becomes a limiting factor. Vastvantarasya antaha bhavati. That becomes an end of the other object. An object that is different from another becomes a limiting factor for the other object. So vastvantara भिन्नं हि वस्तु वस्त्वन्तरस्य अन्तः भवति इण्डीड् यस्य बुद्धेः यतः यस्य बुद्धेः विनिवृत्तिः सः तस्यान्तः एन् आब्जेक्ट् दट् इस् डिफरेण्ट् फ्रम् अनदर् बिकम्स् अ लिमिटिङ्ग् फ्याक्टर् फार् दि अदर् आब्जेक्ट् एन् आब्जेक्ट् दट् इस् डिफरेण्ट् फ्रम् अनदर् becomes a limiting factor for the other object. Indeed, when the buddhi gets occupied with something, it is withdrawn from something else. Yataha yasya buddhehe vinivrittihi saha tasyantaha vastvantara buddhihi prasakta vastvantara nivartate. When the buddhi gets occupied with something, it is withdrawn from something else. The thought of an object, because of which the thought of another object is negated. The thought of an object, because of which the thought of another object is negated, is called the end of that another object. வஸ்துவந்தர புத்திஹி பிரசக்தா வஸ்துவந்தரா நிவர்த்ததே. யதோ யஸ்ய புத்தேஹே விநிவர்த்திஹி தஹ சஹ தஸ்ய அந்தஹ. யதஹ யஸ்ய புத்தேஹே விநிவர்த்திஹி சஹ தஸ்ய அந்தஹ. தி தாட் ஆஃப் அன் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் விச் தி தாட் ஆஃப் அனதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட் இஸ் நெகேட்டட் இஸ் கால்ட் தி எண்ட் ஆஃப் தட் அனதர் ஆப்ஜெக்ட். தத்யதா கோத்வ புத்திஹி அஸ்வத்வாத் நிவர்த்ததே இதி. டு இல்லஸ்ட்ரேட் தி தாட் ஆஃப் கௌனஸ் கோத்வம் கௌனஸ் இஸ் நெகேட்டட் பை தி தாட் ஆஃப் ஹார்ஸ்னஸ் அஸ்வத்வாத். தி தாட் ஆஃப் தி கௌனஸ் இஸ் நெகேட்டட் பை தி தாட் ஆஃப் ஹார்ஸ்னஸ். தத்யதா கோத்வ புத்திஹி அஸ்வத்வாத் நிவர்த்ததே இதி. அஸ்வத்வாந்தம் கோத்வம் இதி அந்தவதேவ பவதி. தி தாட் ஆஃப் கௌனஸ் இஸ் நெகேட்டட் பை தி தாட் ஆஃப் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ். ஹென்ஸ் கௌனஸ் ஹாஸ் ஹார்ஷ்னஸ் ஆஸ் இட்ஸ் லிமிட்டிங் ஃபேக்டர். சோ the kaunas has an end and that object wise limitation is seen among objects that are different from one another. sahacha antaha bhinneshu vastushu drishtaha naivam brahmano bhedaha. So the kaunas has an end. To illustrate, the thought of kaunas is negated by the thought of harshness. Hence, kaunas has harshness as its limiting factor. So, the kaunas has an end. And that, that object-wise limitation is seen among objects that are different from one another. Brahman does not have such differences from anything. Therefore, Brahman is object-wise also limitless. Katham vastutaha anantam brahma. How Brahman is object-wise limitless? The real reason is because it is satyam and everything else is mithya. And therefore, there is nothing other than Brahman. Here Bhashyakara presents limitlessness in terms of objects. Sarva ananyatvat. Because Brahman is non-separate from everything. Ananyatvam is an expression used in the Brahma Sutra. Second Pada, first chapter, 14th Sutra. I'm reading the footnote. தது அனன்யத்வம் ஆரம்பண சப்தாதிபியஹ வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் மிருத்திகேத்யவ சத்யம். தது அனன்யத்வாத் ஆரம்பண சப்தாதிபியஹ பிரம்மசூத்திரம். So Brahman is non-separate from everything. அனன்யத்வம் is an expression used in the பிரம்மசூத்திரம் which is very famous. பிரம்மணா சாட்சாத் ஜெகதா அனன்யத்வம் இஸ் தேர். ஜெகத் இஸ் நான் செப்பரேட் ஃப்ரம் பிரம்மன். வை? பிகாஸ் ஸ்ருதி பீங் தேர். ஸ்ருதி மீன்ஸ் வாசாரம்பணம் விகாரோ நாமதேயம் மிருத்திகேத்யவ சத்யம். தட் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட் ஆஃப் சாந்தோக்ய உபனிஷத் இஸ் தேர். ஸ்ருதி பீங் தேர் சப்போர்ட் பை தி logic, supported by the logic. So Shruti is there supported by the logic. What is created has existence only in words and the cause alone is satyam. The logic is karyasya karana ananyatvam asti. Karyasya karana ananyatvam asti means the effect is non-different from the cause. A product has no independent existence apart from its cause, like pot is non-separate from clay. Our orientation is karanam and karyam are two different things because we need to use the means for an end. Within the creation, which is karyam, the product, we have means and ends. Within the creation, which is karyam, we have means and ends, causes and effects. So within the karyam, the universe, we have causes and ends. That is the order Ishvara. But the amazing, unquestionable truth is, karyam is karanam, because cause, the effect is the cause. The amazing, unquestionable truth is, the effect is the cause. Because tad ananyatvat karyasya karana ananyatvat, an effect is non-separate from its cause. Everything is an effect and therefore non-separate from Brahman, the cause. On the other hand, effects mutually limit each other and therefore they have antaha, end. Bhinnam hi vastu, vastu antarasya anto bhavati. One karyam is different from another karyam. A book is different from flower. A cow is different from a horse. This is how this is horse. This kind of discrete knowledge points out that are different from each other. Sorry. This kind of discrete knowledge points out both are different from each other. That means for a horse, cow becomes antaha, an end. Horse ends where cow begins. Cow ends where the horse begins. Book ends where the flower begins. Flower ends where the book begins. Bookness or flowerness is confined to an object, and it does not extend beyond that object. Our buddhi functions only in this manner and understands things separately. If it does not, it means some dilation in the brain. Heart dilation you can manage. Brain dilation is a problem. Therefore, you require to confine gotvam, cowness, to a cow, not beyond that. Vastvantara buddhirhi prasakta vastvantarat nivartate. Vastvantara buddhirhi prasakta vastvantarat nivartate. Prasakta vastvantarat nivartate. Prasakta buddhihi pravritta buddhihi. Prasakta buddhihi pravritta buddhihi. Buddhi that engages in cognizing a given object displaces some other object that already occupies it. Yataha yasmat yasya buddhehe nivrittihi saha tasya antaha. That because of which negation of an object, that because of which negation of an object takes place in the buddhi. That is the anta of the negated object. The word saha refers to that from which nivritti takes place. To illustrate, tadyatha gotabuddhihi vas ashvatvat nivartate. The thought of cowness is negated by the thought of hoarseness. When you see a cow, you recognize it is a cow. That is gotha buddhihi. To recognize cow, you are recognizing cowness, which is jati species. In your buddhi, you have a certain knowledge of cowness. It is called jati jnanam. And therefore, many cows, black cows, brown cows, white cows, patchy cows, jersey cows, and so on. But you are able to recognize each one of them as a cow because you have a general idea of cowness. Among the features that constitute cowness, certain features may not be there, but they all fulfill the minimum features. Horns do not determine whether it is cow, because even a deer has horns. So what makes you recognize an animal as cow is cowness. Even though a donkey looks like a horse, a horse will bite you, hit you when its head, with its head. A horse will bite you, hit you with its head, but donkey will kick with hind legs. They are two different animals having different types of behavior. So you recognize each animal from the other by its jati jnanam. Suppose the buddhi is occupied with the cow, but the cow thought goes away when I think of a horse. So horse thought is the end of cow's thought. Therefore it is called vastu anta, the end of the vastu. Before the other vastu begins, to occupy the buddhi, therefore it is called vastu anta, the end of the vastu, before the other vastu begins to occupy the buddhi. It does not hang on. The moment you think of a horse, a cow thought goes away. Think of a cow, horse thought that was there before goes away. Gotvam kaunas is antavat. It has anta. So too, ashvatvam, harshness. So too, ashvatvam, harshness. All tvam, nas, is antavat only. This is our well-entrenched orientation. Every object is antavat. I am one of them. I am not you. You are not me. It is all very clear. You do not open your mouth and I open my mouth. That is perfect. The whole world does not open its mouth when you open your mouth. Therefore, we are all different from each other. This is sanity. The sanity is okay in Vyavahara. What is the truth? The truth is this. The sanity is the cause for basic insanity. That I am small and insignificant. This confused self-identity is insanity. Vyavahara itself is based upon a basic insanity. I have confused self-identity in the vision of Shastra, but we do not recognize ourselves insane because those who have to recognize are also insane. Therefore, you do not have a problem. It is like in a mental hospital where all inmates feel they are okay, except the doctor who comes and goes. Who is to judge? We judge ourselves with reference to others. Everybody else is the same, so we are normal. In order to be normal, you must have a few more people like you. That's all. That is what our society is. Our orientation is everything. Antavatra. It begins where the other ends. Therefore, Bhashyakara says, Vinneshu Vastushu Saha Antaha Drishtaha. This Anta is seen in objects that are different from one another. Now think of a pot. There is pot thought. It is not a clay pot. Does the pot thought negate clay thought? No. Why? An effect is not separate from its cause. Two effects having their own individual namarupa negate each other. One namarupa negates the other. But pot being effect of clay, it is not separate from clay. This entire jagat has come out of Brahman. This entire jagat has come off Brahman. Whatever you think of in the jagat, Brahma buddhi does not go away. Jagat buddhi does not displace Brahma buddhi. You are Brahman. You are not displaced by anything. You hear, you smell, you taste, anything you think, and anything you infer. The jagat is karyam, is bread and butter for the vision of Vedanta. Therefore, naivam brahmanaha bhedaha. Nothing is separate from Brahman. The easiness of anything is Brahman. Is consciousness is never displaced. Is consciousness is never displaced. Therefore, Brahman is not antavatu. Therefore, it is anantam. It is. It is not a concept or philosophy. Therefore, Brahman is not antavatu. Therefore, it is anantam. It is not a concept or philosophy. It is vision like daylight. Ataha vastutaha api anantyam brahmanaha. Therefore, Brahman has object-wise limitlessness also. Brahman has object-wise limitlessness also. Not only Brahman is time-wise limitless, spatially limitless, object-wise limitlessness also Brahman has. This is said in the form, this is said here in the form of question answer. Is it clear? I'm reading, sleeping. So if anybody missed anything, wake me up, okay? Katham punaha sarva ananyatvam brahmanaha ityuchyate. How then does Brahman have the status of being non-separate from everything? Sarva ananyatvam. Brahma sarva ananyam. Brahman is non-separate from everything. This Brahman having the status of being non-separate from everything. How? How does Brahman have? Katham punaha sarva ananyatvam brahmanaha iti uchyate. That is being said here. Sarva vastu karanatvat. Sarva vastu karanatvat brahma ananyam. As Brahman has the status of being the cause of everything, Brahman as the cause is non-separate from everything. It's a clean answer. Do you all see this? The cause of everything is Brahma. Therefore, Brahman is non-separate from everything. Sarvesham hi vastu nam kalakashadi nam karanam Brahma. So, Brahman is the cause of everything, all the objects, including time and space. Kala akashadi nam कालस्य आकाशस्य सर्ववस्तूनां सर्वेषां वस्तूनां कालाकाशादीनां कारणं ब्रह्म इस द कॉज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स. हाउ देन डज ब्रह्मन हैव द स्टेटस ऑफ बीइंग नॉन सेपरेट फ्रॉम एवरीथिंग? दैट इज बिकॉज ब्रह्मन इज द कॉज ऑफ ऑल ऑब्जेक्ट्स. Brahman indeed is the cause of all objects such as time, space, etc. Brahman was said to be object wise also limitless. The reason given was it has sarva ananyatvam, it is non separate from everything. Katham punaha sarva ananyatvam brahmanaha? How do you say Brahman has sarva ananyatvam? We have discussed it, but Bhashyakara answers here. That is because sarva vastu karanatvat. Brahman has the status of being the cause of all objects, including space and time. The cause here is material cause, which happens to be intelligent cause also. Purapakshaha. Okay, until now it's clear. I want to mention a few points here. The existence of the world is to be negated. Origination of the world has to be negated. Appearance. The existence of duality of the world has to be negated. World appears because of the existence borrowed from Brahman. It does not have existence of its own. In fact, in Mandukya Upanishad, I would like to tell you, Gaudapacharya says, world is another name for Jagat. Sorry, Brahman, Jagat is another name for Brahman. You know that? Jagat is another name for Brahman. Why? Because there's no Jagat other than Brahma. The whole Jagat is Brahma. Okay. Karya pekshaya vastutaha antavattvam iti chet. Karya pekshaya vastutontavattvam iti chet. Vastutontavattvam vastutaha antavattvam iti chet. Please remember, Purapakshi has come. He didn't show his face all this time, for a long time. Now, Purapakshi slowly comes in, wants to cast some clarification. Karya pekshaya vastutaha antavattvam iti chet. This is the sound, this is how the Purapakshi must have sounded in front of Shankara, okay? Karya pekshaya vastutaha antavattvam iti chet. His answer is like, okay? Suppose, from the standpoint of effect, Brahman has object-wise limitation. Do you see what he exactly is asked? Why? Because effect is different from cause. Even though effect is non-different from the cause, effect is effect, cause is cause. Is it okay to say Brahman has limitation from the standpoint of effect? He'll say, shut up. Later on he'll say that. But now he says, let us read here. Suppose from the standpoint of effect, Brahman has object-wise limitation. This is the real question. If Brahman is Karanam and Jagat is Karyam, there is a basic division of cause and effect. Cause is cause, effect is effect. Like father is father, son is son. With reference to father, the cause, son is different from father as an effect. So too, Brahman the cause must be different from the Jagat, the Karya. Then there must be object-wise limitation for Brahman. Therefore, Bhashyakara presents the objection. Karya pekshaya vastutaha antavattvam iti chet. Brahman has object-wise limitation from the standpoint of effect. He answers the same briefly and then explains it. Siddhanta. Na. Andhratattvat karyavastunaha. Nahi karana vyatirekena karyam nama vastutosti yataha karna buddhi nivarteta. No, an effect has no reality. Na andhratattvat karyavastunaha. Nahi karana vyatirekena karyam nama vastutaha api yataha karana buddhihi nivarteta. No, an effect has no reality. Something known as an effect is not there in reality because of which the thought of the cause will go away. It is not so because andhratattvat karyavastunaha. An effect is andhratam, na rutam, not satyam, na satyam. That is mithya. An effect is mithya because karna vyatirekena karyam nama vastunaha na asti. An effect is not there independent of the cause. Like there is no pot independent of its cause, the clay. Anything is not separate from satyam, which is the only is. So when you think of jagat, Brahman does not go away. When you think of jagat, Brahman does not go away. Vastunaha means in terms of reality. Karyam nama vastu is, karyam nama vastu is karyam vastu. The word nama is only alankara, figurative. So you can say vastu known as karyam. It is not there. Karanam vyatirekena, independent of cause. It is not there. Karana vyatirekena, independent of the cause. Obviously, the cause is material. Obviously, the cause is material cause, which appears in a certain form without undergoing any change. However, it includes intelligent cause also. Otherwise, he cannot say karana vyatirekena nasti. Even though kulalaha, pot maker is not there in the pot, his hand is there. It is his work, handwork. Even though the kulala, the pot maker, is not there in the pot, his hand is there. It is his handwork. From the type of work, you can find out whose hand is in what. Therefore, abhinna nimitta vivartopadana karana vyatirekena. Therefore, abhinna nimitta vivartopadana karana vyatirekena karyam nasti. Therefore, abhinna nimitta vivarta upadana karana vyatirekena karyam nasti. Therefore, there is no karyam or effect besides the cause and therefore karyam automatically becomes anritam. We understand this fact by implication, by Shastra, that directly points out that. We understand this fact by implication, but Shastra directly points out that. Although it need not point out, it directly points out all that you not point out, it directly points out. Therefore, here the Shruti is given. Vacharam is an important quotation. You know that? Vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam vrittiketyeva satyam. You can memorize this mantra. Okay? Vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam vrittiketyeva satyam. Chandogya Upanishad, 6th chapter, 1st section, 4th mantra. Evam sadeva satyamiti shrutyantarat. So according to another shruti, all products are purely means centered on one speech. All products are purely names centered on one's speech. Vak means speech. Arambanam means centered on. Vikaraha, product. Namadheyam, name. So with reference to clay pot, the clay alone is satyam. Then pot is a modification, a word which is vacharambanam, which is centered on one speech. Mrittikeva satyam, clay alone is satyam. In the same manner, sat alone is satyam. Uddalaka is a teacher in Chandogya Upanishad. His son Shvetaketu returned from the Gurukulam at the age of 24 after 12 years of study. He was very proud because he could repeat anything in the Veda. Uddalaka asked him, "Did you ask your teacher for that knowledge, knowing which everything is known?" Shvetaketu realized his ignorance and wanted to know if there is such a knowledge. Uddalaka gave his answer. Yatha saumya ekena mrutpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnatam syat vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. So Shvetaketu realized his ignorance and wanted to know if there is such a knowledge. Uddalaka gave this answer. Yatha saumya ekena mrutpindena ekena mrutpindena sarvam mrinmayam vijnanam syat vacharambanam namadheyo vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam vakarambanam vacharambanam vikaro namadheyam mrittiketyeva satyam. The word iti after mrittika reveals that there is such a knowledge, knowing which everything else is as well known. It is so called everything because it has no separate existence apart from its cause, the sat. Like the entire earthenware is not away from the earth, the clay. The clay is the pot. The clay is the cup. The clay is the plate. There's no clay plus. All that is there is only clay. Earthenware was clay before. Now, earthenware was clay before, clay now, and will be clay later. What is the addition we see? That is vikaraha, a form, which we understand, imputing a name to it, like pot, cup, plate, and so on. They are weightless forms. Pot, etc., have no weight. Weight-free means object-free. They are just a bunch of words with their meanings. You understand each one of them discreetly with its name, form, and function, so that you can recognize them when you see them next and use them. Mrittika eva satyam. Clay alone is real. That means, if there is a single cause for its entire jagat, then this jagat is non-separate from that cause. And if you know that one thing, everything is known, that one thing is Brahman, and Brahman alone is satyam. In the place of mrittika, the clay, the word sat is there, and Brahman is called sat. Sadeva agre asit. Before the creation, the entire jagat was in the form of sat alone. The sat is the cause, satyam, and it is atma, yourself. With the jagat also, the sat alone is satyam. Therefore, we know clearly that karyam is mithya. That is the teaching. Tasmat, akashadi karanatvat, vastutaha tavad anantam brahma. Akashohi anantaha iti prasiddham deshataha. Yasya chayam karanam. Tasmat siddham deshataha atmanaha anantam. Brahman is limitless. Tasmat akashadi karanatvat vastutaha tavad anantam brahma. Akasho hi anantaha iti prasiddham deshataha. Akasho hi anantaha iti prasiddham deshataha. Tasya cha ayam karanam. Tasmat siddham deshataha atmanaha anantyam. Tasmat, Brahman is limitless object wise, since it is the cause of space, etc. Space is indeed well known to be place-wise limitless. Atma is the cause of even that space. Thus, Atma's spatial limitlessness is established. Tasmat siddham deshataha atmanaha anantyam. Therefore, Atma's spatial limitlessness is established. Tasmat akashadi karanatvat brahmanaha. Brahman has the status of being the cause for space, etc. And all the effects are non-separate from the cause. Therefore, vastutaha tavat anantam brahma, in terms of objects. Therefore, vastutaha tavat anantam brahma, in terms of objects, Brahman is limitless. Akashohi anantaha iti prasiddham deshataha. It is very well known that space is spatially limitless. You cannot think of a place where space is not. Suppose you are packing your things in a suitcase for travel. You are doing it very carefully and consciously, so that every extra milligram is dropped. You calculate how many days you are away, how many changes you need, what are the other essential things you need, and so on. But you never bother about one thing, and that is space. You do not pack some space because wherever you go, there is local space available. In space, you exist and move. So, akasha is anantaha, spatially limitless. Tasya cha evam karanam. तस्य च एवं कारणम्। दिस आत्मा इज द कॉज ऑफ दैट स्पेस आल्सो। भाष्यकार वाज टॉकिंग अबाउट ब्रह्मन एंड ही क्वाइटली चेंजेस द आत्मा नाउ सी क्वाइटली चेंजेस टू आत्मा नाउ बाय सेइंग आई एम बिकॉज देयर इज नो डिफरेंस बिटवीन ब्रह्मन एंड आत्मा। I am Atma Brahma. The self is Brahman. Therefore, Atma is the cause of this Jagat, including space. Space itself is all pervasive. Then, what to talk of the all pervasiveness of Atma, which is the cause of the space? The spatial limitlessness of Atma stands established. There is no location. There is no location for Brahman. Buddhi is only upadhi sthanam, where Brahman is available for recognition. Buddhi is only upadhi sthanam, where Brahman is available for recognition. नहि असर्वगतात् सर्वगतं किञ्चित् उत्पद्यमानं लोके दृश्यते। नहि असर्वगतात् सर्वगतं किञ्चित् उत्पद्यमानं लोके दृश्यते। इट इज इंडीड नेवर सीन इन द वर्ल्ड दैट समथिंग इट इज ऑल परवेसिव इज बॉर्न फ्रॉम एन एंटिटी दैट इज नॉट ऑल परवेसिव। Therefore, Atma's spatial limitlessness is incomparable. Indeed, it is indeed never seen in the world that something that is all pervasive is born from an entity that is not all pervasive. Therefore, Atma's spatial limitlessness is incomparable. Bhashyakara has something more to argue. It does not end but continues. Sarvagatam vastu kinchit, something that is all pervasive, utpadyamanam, being born, asarvagatat karanat, from a cause that is spatially limited, nadrishyate, is not seen, loke, in the world. Suppose from a cow that is occupying a defined place, a cough is born. That cough occupies a lesser place, in fact, very limited space. It has to grow to occupy more space. Akasha is sarvagataha. It is born of Brahman. Brahman must be more than sarvagata. Why more than sarvagata? Because space does not cover Brahmatma. It does not pervade Brahmatma. Without Brahmatma, space does not exist. Brahmatma can exist without space. If spatially limitless space is born of Brahman, Brahman cannot be spatially limited. And so it has to be spatially limitless. So spatial limitlessness of Brahman is niratishaya, incomparable. Brahman alone is spatially limitless, nothing else. That is the argument here. The fact that Brahman is all pervasive is not subject to negation. The fact that Brahman is all pervasive is not subject to negation. That is niratishayam, incomparable. Atha tatha akaryatvat kalataha. Akaryatvat, due to the Brahman status of being time-wise limitless, due to the status of Brahman not being an effect, Brahman has the status of being not an effect. Therefore, kalataha, time-wise also limitless. Tad bhinna vastvantara abhavat cha. Tad bhinna vastvantara abhavat cha. Vastutaha. In fact, there is no second thing other than Brahman. Brahman is not an effect. There's a second thing other than Brahma. Because of these two reasons, Ataha, Eva, Niratishaya Satyatvam is incomparably. That's why it's incomparable. Niratishaya Satyatvam. Similarly, Brahman is limitless, time-wise also, because it is not an effect. And also, because there is no other object that is different from Brahman. Therefore, Brahman has the status of being Satyam, that is incomparable. Tatha akaryatvat kalataha anantyam. Being not an effect, Brahman is time-wise limitless. Yadyat karyam, anything that is created, tattad kala avachinam, is limited by time. Why? Because karyatvat, being an effect, ghatavat, like a pot. Pot is a karyam and it is limited by time. It was not there before and will not be there later. Even if it is there for a long time, it becomes old in time. Old pot means you need not tell. It keeps talking all the time, I'm an old pot. If someone comes and tells, it is second century pot, it is precious now. Previously, it was just lying there. Now the owner has to keep it safe. There is always funny person to buy it for any price. It is ravished by time with the edges gone and some cracks here and there. So an effect is not only limited in time, but constantly undergoes change. This is not applicable to Sarva Karanam Brahma, because it does not undergo any change to become Jagat. So Brahman is time-wise limitless. Tadbhinna vastvantara bhavat cha. Brahma bhinna vastvantara. An object different from Brahman is not there. Therefore, vastutaha anantyam. Brahman is limitless, object-wise also. Vastvantaram is different vastu. Vastvantaram is different vastu. Vastvantaram is different vastu. And tasya bhavaha, its absence. You cannot think of an object which that will separate Brahman. You cannot think of an object that will displace Brahman. You cannot think of an object that will displace Brahman. Because any object you think of has easiness. And that is Brahman. That ease is Brahman. Even if it was, that was also is Brahman only. The name, the Namarupa became was. In the place of pot, something else is a fact. Was also is Brahman. Is also is Brahman. Shall be also is Brahman. Sarvam khalu idam Brahma. All that is here is Brahman. Chandogya Upanishad, 3rd chapter, 14th section, number 1, first mantra. Neha nanasti kinchana. Neha nanasti kinchana. There is no plurality here of any kind. Are some of the shrutis that negate a good thing, a second thing. Some of the shrutis that negate a second thing. Atayeva, therefore, niratishaya satyatvam. Satyatvam of Brahman is absolute. It is not what we understand empirically. It is niratishaya satyam. There is no comparison for it. Brahman is absolute. It is not what we understand empirically. It is Niratishaya Satyam. There is no comparison for it. Now begins the text, that is the Vrittihi. Elaborate explanation of the Rig Mantra. ओम शांति शांति शांति।